The Bensington Society, and this article is written by David McGill. Astonishing. I don't recall April ever having such a sustained period of sunshine. Al fresco breakfasts or evening meals might not be quite on yet, but lunch has been enjoyed on the McGill Terrace on many days. This diversion has led to my being a little tardy in preparing this month's bulletin piece, so I'd better get on with it. Our new chairperson, Fenella, opened the March meeting and thanked all who had signed up for the river trip, which was now full. A waiting list has started, just in case there are any cancellations. There being no points from the members, we moved on to the talk. March's talk, The History of the Traditional British Toastmaster, given by Jim McLeod, was well received, not just because of the knowledge gained, but because Jim made what could have been a dry subject, both interesting and, on many occasions, funny. A few facts. The first professional Toastmaster was probably James Toole in the 1840s, who was noted for his stentorian voice. The wearing of the now traditional red coat did not start until the early 1900s and was first worn by William Kingsmith, as he wanted to be distinguished from waitstaff and footmen. He was also the public announcer at the London Olympic Games in 1906. For most formal events, particularly public ones, they are involved right from the start in the event planning, the order of the speakers, the room and table layout and furnishing, and in the welcome reception for the top table distinguished guests. One of their most difficult tasks is to organise and then lead these top table members into the dining room in their correct seating order. After they've had a few drinks in the antechamber, it must be like herding cats. Our final meeting before our summer break will be on the 30th of May, when the talk reverts to a local subject, imagining Ewelme's greatest lady. Who else but Alice Chaucer, the granddaughter of Geoffrey Chaucer, and one of the few women ever to be made a Knight of the Garter. She died in 1475 as the Duchess of Suffolk. The talk will be given by Christina Hardiment. Christina is an author, a graduate of Oxford University, and was the founder editor of the university's alumni magazine, Oxford Today. She is currently working on the last book of her trilogy of novels about Alice. Staying with the history theme, my attention has been drawn to the next Oxford Local History Association Study Day. It will be held in the Parish Hall on Sunday the 7th of June, starting at 9:30 a.m. for registration and refreshments. And for full details, go to the Oxford Local History Association website. The March meeting was the last meeting that the ham and cheese for our delightful salad suppers was provided by Steve and Karen of the Benson Village Butchers, as they are retiring. They have given great service to the society for many years by providing quality ham and cheese at a discounted price. In earlier days, they even used to cook the meat themselves, and that included the Christmas turkey. I'm sure all members will join with the committee in wishing them a well-deserved, long and happy retirement. The new supplier will be the farm shop at Britwell Salome, and by the time you read this, we will know if the handover went to plan.